The next public hearing on the proposed law is at 6:30 p.m. August 13th before the regular town board meeting. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that on August 8th, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed three bills into law meant to strengthen protections for survivors and victims of domestic violence. One law adds to the definition of domestic violence crimes by including economic abuse, such as identity theft, grand larceny, and coercion. The second law lets victims of domestic violence vote by mail-in ballots. And the third lets victims report abuse to any law enforcement agency, regardless of where the crime took place. Cuomo said, and I quote, "By signing these measures into law, we will broaden the legal definition of domestic violence so more abusers are held accountable, as well as empower victims to get help faster and provide them a measure of protection from their abuser when they vote," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. The Albany Times-Union reports that thunderstorms blew through the Hudson Valley August 8th, knocking out power to thousands in Columbia County. 4,246 homes lost electricity, and in Rensselaer County, 832 homes were without power. The storms peaked in the late afternoon, and once they were gone, brought in pleasant temperatures without humidity. Highs are not expected to top 80 degrees all weekend, with sunny skies. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Sunday with a high of just 75, low around 58 Sunday night. Monday should also be mostly sunny with a high near 80. Then there's a 30% chance of rain overnight Monday, low around 64. Again, a chance of showers on Tuesday, a 60% chance. Possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 75 and a low around 60. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
And you are in tune to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, serving Greene and Columbia counties. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is The Jazz Disturbance. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, it'll be Music for the Masses with your host, Neva Wortel. She's here from 1 to 3 p.m. on 90.7 FM on your radio dial, wavefarm.org/listen, and on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. You can get in touch with us on Twitter, twitter.com/WGXC, or at 518-697-7400, or info@WGXC.org. And we appreciate your feedback, feedback@WGXC.org. A few days after the Jazz Disturbance, I'll have my playlist up and running at facebook.com/CKDisturbance. All one word. My interview today is with Montreal-based trumpeter Jacques Kuba Seguin. His new release, Migrations, is out on Odd Sound Records. Well, thank you so much, Jacques, for joining us at WGXC.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you for having me.
Yes. Your new release is called Migrations, and it is out on Odd Sound Records. Is Odd Sound Records in Montreal?
Yes. It's a company that I started a few years ago. And basically, it gives me the freedom of doing many things and to others. Also, there's other people distributed by this company. And it's a label for creative music. And so the idea is to have freedom of putting out there what comes out of your heart.
Is this your first release ever?
No, actually, this is my sixth release. This record is the kind of culmination of a bunch of things.
I read where you had a desire to return to a more classic form of jazz. What do you mean by that? And if you would, name an artist or a group who exemplifies this classic form that you speak of.
Well, I would portray this record as a bit more conservative record to compared to other things that I've done before. I think when I'm referring to this to traditional jazz, I'm referring to music, jazz of the 60s. I'm thinking of the music of Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, Bill Evans, and all those other characters. But this all mingled with the music of European musicians like Tomasz Stanko, EST, a bunch of other artists like that. So I guess somehow I'm kind of mingling between, yes, there's a strong essence of American jazz, but it's mingled with European jazz.
Let's talk about your sidemen, the five other artists that you brought into Migrations.
I have, first of all, Kevin Warren on drums, who's from BC, from the British Columbia. And if we geographically put things with this ensemble, Kevin is from the other side of Canada, so I guess a six-hour flight from Montreal. Adrian Vedati, who's from Toronto originally, and he's from Montreal, he said, but I think his brother now lives in Toronto. So Adrian, who's from Indian origins. I have Olivier Salazar, who's on vibraphone, a very young player, very creative and nice company. There's also Yannick Rieu, who's a fantastic tenor player, who when I was younger, I remember going to listen to Yannick Rieu at the cafe. There's a bunch of places where he would play, and he would play a tribute to Coltrane, and I was like so impressed by the way he played and all that. And finally, I'm glad because this record gave me the chance to invite him to play. And there's also Jean-Michel Pilk, who's actually born in Paris, but migrated to New York City for a long time, lived there for, I guess, 12 or 14 years. And maybe I shouldn't put some numbers in there. He lived for a while in the United States, and now this got a position at McGill University and teaching piano. So, and Jean-Michel is a brand new Montrealer, and he was a musical director for Henri Belafonte, played with Abercrombie, but with tons of musicians. So I'm really glad to have this fantastic group, and it was actually pure joy to record this.
Have you as a group performed live?
We did. We played at the Montreal Jazz Festival indoor, And we did also at Quebec City Jazz en Juin, which means jazz in June, in Quebec City at the Palais Montcalm. So, yes, this group is starting to play. We are touring in October. We will be playing at the Canadian Cultural Center in Paris, and we'll be also in Poland playing actually in Zielona Góra with a symphonic orchestra. Will be accompanying us, and also other smaller venues in the area of Zielona Góra. Zielona Góra is a city who's about 2 hours driving from Berlin.
In listening to this release, it's been described as cinematic, direct, and dynamic. I'd also like to add energetic and imaginative, because through these seven compositions, there were a lot of unexpected and very exciting turns. Are they all your compositions?
Yes, but actually all of them but one, Shukun, I think the song is called Petits Oiseaux, which is a little birds, what was also a song that was sung by Henri Belafonte. And it's a traditional Creole song. And I should talk about the creation of those songs. First of all, what I did is going around the city. I interviewed Stanley Péan, who's the jazz host on CBC Radio-Canada, who's from Haitian origin. And I interviewed also David Amel, who's a writer and a university teacher, and he's from Chicago and migrated to Canada to escape the draft. So, and he's Jewish. I interviewed Mr. Ben Abdallah, who's the spiritual director, or I would say kind of director of the Muslim Center in Quebec City. And a bunch of other people, and ask them all the same question. Where are you from? Why did you decide to come to Canada? And what was the point when you decided, okay, this will be my home right now? So, and the answers were really colorful and really interesting. And actually, I could have made a whole record on each character, because everybody has a very interesting path. But I had to choose little elements. But generally, what came out of it is everybody looks for security, friendship, love, and all that. So basically, this record, it's a peace and love statement about not looking at the color of the skin or the religion or any. Everybody's looking for the same thing, you know. Everybody's looking for love, basically. So yeah, and from those different interviews, they inspired me to write the music. And the music is a kind of musical portrait of all those interviews. Thank you.
Journalism background?
No, I don't. I don't have a journalism. I'm 100% a musician and a teacher a bit. But I have a show on CBC between classical music and jazz, which is called the Symphonie en Bleu. So Symphony in Blue. So you can check it out on the page of EC Music. EC is written ICI Music in French. MUSIQUE.ca, and you take in the where there's the little binoculars. That's how you say that. La loupe. You can look and you type Symphonie en Bleu, and you can check out my show there. So yes, I kind of look into the. I like actually meeting people. I think music for me is the place where people meet, where people exchange, music is just the pretext to do something, to mingle together and enjoy the different vision of things of people.
Do you teach trumpet?
Yes, I do.
And what is the age range of your students?
I have from 13 years old all the way to like 25. I had even up to 50 years old, you know, people from all range. But I love teaching, because teaching is you have to share, you have to go inside yourself and really kind of divide all those elements of knowledge and try to make them really clear to someone else. I think I really enjoy that, because I feel I'm growing also out of that process.
What is a common hurdle that all of your trumpet students are having right now?
I guess sound. You know, they don't blow enough into the instrument.
Are they just out of shape?
Well, you know, sometimes it's very, the most important thing, it's a wind instrument, right? So right. If you don't blow into the thing, well, nothing happens. So that would be the first thing. And but the other thing also is being afraid of mistakes, you know? And I think, if you have to crack loud, you know, and you know, but at least because when you play and you practice being scared, well, it creeps into your playing, it creeps into the way you perform, and you'll always deal with that being afraid. When you go with confidence and you just like, hey, I did a mistake, whatever, I'll do it again and go on. But with everything with confidence, well, you build on confidence and strong basis, and you feel better also about it.
As I said, there are 7 compositions on your release, Migrations. One in particular, it's the first one, and it's called Hymn.
Mm-hmm.
The definition of a hymn is a religious song or poem of praise to God or a God. I wanted to know, in your writing for this tune, which starts out very beautifully, softly, majestically, and then it gets into this, like, this swing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. How did you write it?
How was it? I guess there's part of that. I really like the record. I have to confess, I like the record of Thelonious Monk, the one where he sits in a little... in brouette in French, which I don't know the word in English. And the second song on the record is Well You Needn't. And he starts the record with Abide With Me, which is a Lutheran song that is sung in church. And it mingles so well from one thing to the next. So I like very much this concept. So I went for this kind of solemn feeling. Because I have to say, because I'm from Polish origin, so my mom is from Poland and my dad is from Canada. So I'm more specifically from Quebec, because in Quebec we speak French. So that's why my big French accent. And in Poland, the church is very present. So I guess... as a younger kid, there was a lot of element of church that were. I mean, I'm thinking of Christmas and all those traditions that were important for me. But with time, for me, I developed a certain relationship with spirituality that is very. I like going to church, but I don't like going to mass. So I like going to church just to find myself somehow and reflect a bit on myself. And I consider, I guess, myself as a Catholic. But it's not, for me, spirituality is a very wide thing and something very, very, very personal. So I guess in that respect, I think everybody has its way of having some form of spirituality. So either Muslim or Hinduist or whatever, or Judaism is the same thing. So for me, the beginning of this record is this moment where I go inside myself and I talk from the bottom of my soul. And I think the way it starts is, you know, if you're centered, you know, if you feel well with yourself, some good things can grow out of it. And I think this song kind of really grows into this, you know, the tenor solo is like so so ecstatic. So I'm happy of how this came out. And after that, well, it's been many things, the interviews, those meetings and all that. And during the shows, I put elements of those interviews. So I play a bit of the interviews to the public, and I have also huge pictures of and taken in black and white, like the cover of the CD, which is black and white. And there, you know, you have all those person and those characters. But the most important thing in that thing is that it's not really important who's like from where and that everybody has a path and everybody's looking basically for the same thing, for love, for security and all that. So yeah, that's the message.
know, Jacques, I've heard you described as a showman. And, you know, does that mean you trot on stage in a top hat and tails? What do you bring to your performances that make you a showman?
I don't know. for me, I just try to be myself, you know, as much as I can. Some people think that describe that as a showman. I guess it is, you know. But I can't say that I'm super eccentric. I guess I'm present in the moment. But I, at the same time, when I like something that surrounds me, that the musicians play, I will play, I will interact with that. I'll say yay or whatever, you know. I guess that's an element of being a showman. But I try, when I perform, as much as possible to be in the moment and enjoy every bit of it. But sometimes, often when I finish playing, I can't remember what just happened. So that's, you know, I try. Music is this strange thing where, you know, it's a time warp where for an hour and 15 minutes or whatever the length of the show is, you know, you kind of, you know, it's this other persona that is there on stage and playing the trumpet.
That concludes my interview with Montreal-based trumpeter Jacques Kuba Seguin. His new release, Migrations, is out on Odd Sound Records. For more information on Jacques Kuba Seguin, jacquesseguin.com. That's Jacques, KUBASEGUIN.com. And you are in tune to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. You're in tune to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this has been The Jazz Disturbance. In the background, pianist Roberto Magris from his release of earlier this year, World Gardens, on his own label, J Mood. We're listening to Pilgrim. From the Organ Jazz Trio, their release on Jazz Daddy Records is called New Originals for the Green Lady. And we heard the tune Gone to Chi-Town. From veteran saxophonist and flutist Bob Shepard, from his new release, The Fine Line on Challenge Records, we heard Edge of Trouble. And we started things off with saxophonist John Coltrane from the Impulse release, 1963, New Directions, we heard The Promise. And coming up next, it'll be Music for the Masses with your host, Neva Wortel, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. I'll be back for more of the Jazz Disturbance next week. Ciao for now.